like I'm locked up now. Stop.
Morning, madhouse. No limit, Larry in here. Morning, madhouse. Pressure, gotta be the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gab the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's 4-0, Nation 4-0. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning man house, don't stop. Yeah.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Boy, yeah, we got it popping for y'all this morning. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Clock it in on a Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Let's get to it. Let's go through it. 70 degrees right about now. Today's high is going to be right in the 88 with an afternoon chance of rain. You already know what time it is. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B in the madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up with it, though, Miss Jessica?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Yeah, y'all. Yeah.
I'm wonderful. It's Friday. Let's get to it.
You did something different to you today.
I just pulled it up.
Oh, I know it was because it was down yesterday.
That's yes. Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What's up, y'all?
Yeah, I'm good. How you doing?
Had a good night.
I had a wonderful night.
That's what it is. Also, the madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up, the comedian. Bye bye.
I say good morning.
Everybody on the east.
Good morning.
Everybody on the south.
Good morning.
Everybody on the
good
north.
Good morning.
You already know what time it is. Everybody in Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
What up, Burp?
What's happening?
I'm good. How you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling all right, man. Woke up to some pretty sad news. Remember I told you about my cousin earlier this week? Like late last week? He was found unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Last week. Found unresponsive. They took him to the hospital. He's been there all week. He was in an induced coma. Signs were looking up. He was breathing. He was breathing on his own somewhat. But last night I woke up and they said that the doctors said that there's not much more that they can do.
Mm.
He had swelling on the brain.
Mm.
And my uncle, who's his dad, my mother's brother, they're meeting with the doctors again today to see what the next steps will be. But it's looking like it's not going to be for the best. So just praying for my uncle, man, and my aunt. That was my uncle's only son, only child. So, you know.
Sorry to hear that.
Sorry to hear that, bro.
Prayers up for your entire family.
Yeah, you hate waking up to news like that. But
oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know. He won't be in no hospital bed no more. Suffering. So, you know, prayers up for the fam.
No doubt. Speaking of that, man, you know, the arrangements for Mr. Lee, I posted them on because a lot of people were asking, like, do we know about any arrangements for Mr. Lee? And, I did post them on my Facebook page. I put them on my Instagram page as well. If y'all want to, send flowers for the family. And, I'm not sure if anybody can, I'm not sure how many people can attend or anything like that due to COVID, but if you definitely want to send flowers and send concerns to the family, you could do so through the information that I'm going to post. But yeah, Bert, man, definitely praying for you and your whole family, and hopefully turns around for the best bit, dog.
Appreciate it.
All right. There's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We're going to get it popping for y'all this morning. You know, it's Friday. We got an action-packed show coming up, man, at 6 o'clock hour. We got a cool kid Friday. He's sliding in. His name is Prince Navon. He's doing big things out here. And then, you know, 7 o'clock, we're going to let y'all shine. We got Miss Jessica with the Nose and Neighbor News at 7:24. And at 7:40, it's the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad. And then, of course, coming up, Incognito's got you a live from the kitchen mix at 7:50 and in the 8 o'clock hour. Burp, you done made a song out of anything, huh?
Come on now.
Okay, Burpee's gonna make a song out of anything, and he also has his Burpee's thoughts, which today is shots fired. All right. Let's get it started with your inspirational power word of the morning, Pastor R.J. Davis of Nation Ford Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. The Bible tells us to cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. Worry is what happens when we fail to fully trust God. When Jesus took His disciples out on the boat and a storm blew in, they panicked. They found Him sleeping and accused Him of not caring. Their worry revealed a broken trust in God. Jesus rebuked them and asked, "Why are you fearful? Do you still have no faith?" Your faith, or lack of it, may be like the disciples today because you're worried. But let me encourage you to express your faith by casting all your anxieties on God. Only He and no one else can carry your weight and burden. And when you're tempted to worry again, remind yourself that God does love and care for you. Choose today to believe that He's powerful enough to help you through life's biggest challenges. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis. This has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Little bit later, the morning madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is, 6:05, 5 minutes out to 6 o'clock. Today's high is going to be right near 88, 70 degrees right now. And of course, it's time for that madhouse question of the day, hashtag MHQOTD.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about. Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
All right, nosy neighbors, a lot of people are spending a lot of time at home. And a lot of people are doing a lot of online shopping. But we want to switch it up a little bit. Not online, but television. You know those as seen on TV products? They even have a store. One of those in Concord Mills. We want to know, have you ever bought something on television? Did it work? What was the item and did it work?
So I've never really bought nothing as seen on TV, but I have received something as seen on TV. So I went to the Wendy Williams show, and Wendy Williams gave us those little robot vacuums. Like, it's called a Rumba, I think that's what it's called. And it vacuums, like you program it and it vacuums by itself. And it did work. I saw it on the as seen on TV, and I was like, dang, I wanted one, but I actually received one, and it did work. It did what it was supposed to do. I didn't use it much. I think I ended up giving it to my mom or somebody like that, but yeah, it worked though.
I have never bought an item as seen on TV, Home Shopping Network or anything like that. Now my grandmother, oh, she does work on the Home Shopping Network, and my dad gives a lot of gifts, Christmas gifts, and they will always have that sticker as seen on TV. My dad, like, that's one of his favorite places to go, as seen on TV. But for me, I've never purchased anything on TV. No.
I've never purchased anything on TV. I got a lot of fake stuff, like from when eBay first started. But as far as on TV, nah. My godmother and my grandmother used to order QVC all the time.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
I know people that swear by that.
Even my mother-in-law, before she, right up until she passed, she was ordering stuff off QVC. And I don't know what she got, because she would just buy stuff and just keep it. Would never take it out of the box. She would just buy it just to say she got it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I've never gotten anything off TV.
Now, I did receive a gift like Larry. La 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 Leslie, Mama Baylor, her mother, bought Leslie a blanket. And it's like a blanket, and it's got a hood, almost like a Snuggie.
Yeah.
But not exactly a Snuggie. And I raved about it so much that she ended up buying me one. And I love that thing. Mm. I love that blanket. It's so soft. It's so warm. So I have received that, and that did work, and that was purchased off television. But as far as me buying it, no, I've never done that.
All right, how do we tap in on this?
Hit me up on Instagram at Hey Miss Jessica. Hit Larry up at I Am No Limit Larry. Hit Burpee up at I Am Burpee. Or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Have you ever purchased anything as seen on TV, and did it work?
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that
with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hitty shit. No cap.
All right, nosy neighbors, it is 6:19. Good morning to you. If you are a fan of the classic cartoon Ren and Stimpy, you'll be excited to know that they are returning to TV. The reboot will take place on Comedy Central. It's being described as a reimagination of the beloved 90s series. Ren and Stimpy will join other adult-oriented cartoons like Beavis and Butthead, the Darius spinoff Jody, and repeats of BoJack Horseman and The Cleveland Show. Y'all know I love cartoons, so I am definitely excited about this. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
All right, here's music from Lil Mosey. It's Blueberry Faygo here on Charlotte's Plug Power.
No Limit Larry, what about how Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop at RB 622, 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. How today is going to be right in the 88. Coming up, we got a cool kid Friday. We got a cool kid going to be sliding through the building via telephone. Prince Devon is going to be stopping through today on Cool Kid Friday. Going to find out what that cool kid has going on. But right about now, we want y'all to tap in on our Madhouse question of the day, which is what today, Ms. Jessica?
We are asking you, have you ever purchased an item that you've seen on television?
As seen on TV. Mm-hmm.
And what was the item and did it work?
And no, I've never actually purchased one myself, but I have received one. Like I said earlier, I went to the Wendy Williams show, her 500th show, and she gave out the robot vacuums. It's round, and I think it's called a Roomba. She gave me one, and I had saw it on TV, and I was like, ooh, I want one, but I wasn't going to buy it. So, but I received it. It did work as promised. I will say that. It did work as promised. So, yeah, I have received, but I have not purchased.
I haven't purchased one from television, but I'm like Larry. I got one of those snuggy type blankets. But here's something that a lot of people bought from television and they probably forgot about it.
What's that?
The George Foreman grill.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Well, they used to sell them in the store, too.
Yeah, but when that thing first came out, they were buying that bad boy off television.
Yeah.
George Foreman grill.
Yeah.
George Foreman grill. Where did I get mine from?
My grandmother gave me hers, but she got it off of
that. And you got to say that one did work as promised.
Yes.
It still works.
Still got mine.
Still, people still cooking out for that George Foreman.
Right. No, I've never purchased anything off of TV, but I know some people who have. My mother-in-law, before she passed, man, QVC was her thing. And I ain't talking about online. I'm talking about the 800 number.
Let me ask you this. Would you purchase online?
Online,
I mean, on television?
I might. It depends on what it, they have a lot of products on there that I see, and I'd be like, ooh, I might want to try, but I've never just actually, like, you know, they give out the 1-800 number. I've never called the 1-800 number and ordered nothing. Mm-hmm. But a lot of stuff, I mean, some of the commercials be so convincing.
I don't know
like,
what I would want from online.
But
you know what I did used to want? I don't know why. But the ShamWow. Remember the ShamWow?
Yes.
The big towel that cleaned everything.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I wanted to get the ShamWow.
Is that
I
what
wanted
it's called?
The ShamWow.
Is it called a ShamWow?
Yeah, it is. I wanted the ShamWow. I don't know why, but I wanted the ShamWow.
All right. I feel like the guy probably has a ShamWow at home.
Somewhere?
Yeah, somewhere. He probably ordered it offline.
Y'all got a random ShamWow.
The random ShamWow.
Yeah, he surprises me with stuff all the time. I'm like, where did you get this? He's probably a heavy on television shopper.
Really?
Yeah, and I probably just don't know because I find random stuff. He's like, where you get this?
That's on an infomercial.
Yep. and you know, that's what draw you in. Them infomercials, they draw you in. And if they're really good, I can see how people hit them 1-800 numbers up and order stuff offline. You know what I mean? It's if they draw you in and you in there, you're going to buy something.
I've always just been scared of buying stuff on television.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Me too.
That flex seal, boy.
That's the thing that when they like hold a man up like by the hat.
He be in the boat. He sprayed a hole in the boat and then go sailing on the water. I'm like, this is amazing.
That does look really good. What is it called?
I don't have a boat. It's called the flex seal.
You can use it for anything.
They be plugging up gutters and pools. I'm like, hey, this looks great. I just don't know what I would do with it.
This can't be that easy. Can't be that easy.
Never that easy.
Well, my Roomba did work, even though I didn't order myself. It did work, and it was that easy. You just put in what you wanted to do, and, I mean, how much time you wanted to use, and bam, there it was.
But yeah.
All right, how do we tap in on this, Miss Jessica?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
We'll come back. We got a Cool Kid Friday. And, of course, it's your Madhouse throwback song. Good morning.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Do you, the birds,
yes, sir, the battle went down last night. The Versus Battle, 2 Chainz, and of course, Rick Ross. Rick Ross throwback this morning. Thug Cry, Charlotte's Plug, and Pound 98. Rick and Rose right there, Thug Cry. He did this one last night on the Versus Battle, so we got to discuss it real quick. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. What did y'all think about the Versus Battle last night? Is Jessica snoring?
Yes. Snooze fest.
Jessica, you didn't?
It was cool, but you know, you watch the Versus battles for the performances and the back and forth banter and things like that. They were just a little bit too cool for me.
They were cool.
It just got a little bit like, I could have got this from making a playlist.
Yeah.
It was so pretty boring.
It was just boring for me. And I am a fan of both Rick and 2 Chainz. I like both of them, but that one was a boring Versus battle for me.
And I'm a fan of both too. And man, Rick Ross is getting a massage. 2 Chainz went performing all his songs.
Strippers come out.
Yeah, it was.
That's the best part because I like strippers. So shout out to the strippers.
That was the best part. But as far as the battle itself, going song for song. Rick Ross, he was coming with the bangers. I think 2 Chainz started off strong early. And then Ross came. He was like, all right, let me go ahead and put him out. But Chainz would counter. If it were a performance, if he was actually doing his songs, I think 2 Chainz could have won.
Yeah.
Overall, I think Rick Ross won. I believe Rick Ross won. But 2 Chainz came back with some counterpunches. Whenever Ross threw out them hits,
right,
bangles,
right,
2 Chainz came back with some, oh, you know what? I forgot about that song.
Right. Both of them classic music, too, for Southern hip-hop or for hip-hop in general, man. They both got classics. I haven't seen the official Versus scorecard. I usually see it posted, but I haven't seen it posted this morning. But I think I think this might be one of the closest ones yet.
Yeah. I think it was like 11-9.
Yeah, because I think Snoop and DMX was 11-9 too, DMX, on the official card. But I haven't seen the official card this morning, so we'll see. But if you stayed up and you watched it, you checked it out, let us know what you thought about it. In the meantime, it is a Cool Kid Friday inside the Madhouse.
It's Cool Kid Friday, let's get it.
DXARLO, double T E, got big things popping. Cool Kid Friday in the 98, Morning Madhouse got big things popping. Show up, show out, get term, get T cuts. We got big things popping. It's Prince Navarre rapping Cool Kid Friday, baby, let's get big things popping.
We got big things popping. Big things popping. Big things popping. Big things popping.
That's what it is, man. It's a Cool Kid Friday. And who we got on Cool Kid Friday today, Miss Jessica?
We got that man that you just heard right there. He performs our Cool Kid Friday theme song. He is a rising freshman in high school, I believe. Y'all give it up. Clap it up for Prince Navarre.
Prince Navarre.
Yo.
You're in high school this year, right?
Yeah, I just finished my freshman year.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all got me turned up. I forgot I did that.
So, freshman in high school, man, what you got going on? Because we've been seeing you travel with your music and still posting your music. So, how are you balancing everything with, you know, with the pandemic, with the, you know, you still got to go to school and doing the music?
Yeah, it's a lot. I ain't gonna lie, because I'm homeschooled now. Like, I made it through half of my freshman year in public school. And then I went ahead and my people pulled me out because of my a road runner lifestyle, if you want to call it that. But yeah, I've been homeschooled most of my life, so this ain't really a challenge for me. It's just really the pandemic is the most monkey wrench associated thing that's kind of gotten thrown into my life just because I ain't expect it. But it kind of leveled the playing field for me because I ain't never really been a extroverted out in the field type of worker anyway. You get what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? But that's really it, bro. It ain't really a challenge. It's just the pandemic is kind of messing with me, but we getting it together. It's cool.
Now, if you are a avid listener of the Morning Madhouse, you will remember Prince Navon being on. We were first introduced to him from The Next Big Thing. We played his song Mike Tyson, and it got 100% keep. It was one of the first, one of the few to get 100% keep. How does that feel when the people of Charlotte are listening to your music and you being so young? Because I think you were in like 7th or 8th grade when that one came out. Saying that your music is good enough to get 100% keep.
I was excited. I remember, it's crazy. I'm sitting in the same car right now taking this interview that I was listening to when the song came on the radio. I'm talking about, I was up. I'm talking about sleep all in my eyes still. I'm just sitting in the car. I'm like, yo, my music is on mainstream radio of my city. And then the fact that it got like 100% rating, like I was, what was it, like A plus rating?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nah, that was exciting. It was a feeling I can't really put into words. Just it was like one of the moments I realized my hard work was kind of like beginning to manifest itself and play and pay off. You get it?
Mm-hmm. How old are you, Prince Navon?
I'm 15.
15. That boy don't talk like no 15-year-old.
He doesn't. It's crazy. You can just hear the growth in his voice over the years, man.
So,
Prince Navon, when we come back, we're about to take a break. But when we come back, I want to talk about how it is now trying to get in the studio and actually going into the studio during this pandemic. Is it harder? Do you have less people there when you're getting your music out? We're going to take a break real quick. But when we come back, I want you to answer that question for us on the plugs. Power 98.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, I mean.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
It's Cool Kid Friday, let's get it.
BXAR, Red Low, Double T, E, got big things popping. Cool Kid Friday in the 98, Morning Madhouse got big things popping. Show up, show out, get term, get T, cuz we got big things popping. It's Prince Navon rapping Cool Kid Friday, baby, let's get big things popping.
He got big things popping, big things popping, big things popping, big things popping.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's Cool Kid Friday inside the Madhouse. And inside the Madhouse on Cool Kid Friday live via telephone, y'all say what's up to Mr. Prince Navon.
Prince Navon.
What up?
Yo.
And we were just talking about, you know, you navigating the music industry, you being on the radio. And Burp, you asked him a question.
Yeah, I wanted to know how different is it now as far as your studio sessions and trying to get your music done with the pandemic?
It's not really different for real. Like really the only extremes that I've seen so far is like, okay, every studio might have a container of Lysol in it. And after every session, the engineer go in there, you feel me, do the little spray cleanup thing. But it's not really different. I don't know how it is for people who haven't really developed relationships with like studios and engineers and all of that. But from the relationships I developed, the process is like, it's easy to get in the studio. With me, you know, it's really just all about, it's the same process for us, booking the time. But yeah, they go the extra mile to make sure everything stay clean and germ proof.
Prince Navon, 15 years old, doing your thing, making this music, making good music, for the other teenagers that are out here that are listening. You've been able to really stay focused on your goals. I want you to tell me three things that you do every single day to help you get to your goals.
All right, three things I do every day. Every day, first and foremost, I start out, I write. If I don't write a song, I make sure I go through beats. Like that's an essential part of my day. Like I feel like I ain't complete my day if I ain't at least try and work on my craft as far as like my artistry. Cause you know, I love music, so that ain't never really been work to me. That's just really one of the things that I just do to keep me sane. Like I love music and I love to make music. So for sure, I write music. I at least write one song a day. Like I may throughout the week, I may write like five songs, like at least, you dig? Mm. So writing music, man. Something else I do every day. I try and do a little bit of workout too. Like whether that just be a little bit of push-ups or some sit-ups or something. Like I like to keep my blood and my energy pumping. You dig? Because I feel like even if you're not getting out the house, which is I feel like a lot of people slumped on right now, because they feel like because of quarantine, they kind of just stuck in their space. So it's not really motivating. And I know it's hard, but you just got to, like, you know, try and just break out of your, I don't even know what to call it, just that mental, you got to stop psyching yourself out mentally. But the way I do that is I try and keep my body active. So I may get up, I may turn on some music, you know. My mom like incense, so she may burn some sage if she up with me. I'll eat, talk with her for a minute, chop it up, and then I'll go work out, you dig? And then I'll just get my day started from there.
And you've been doing your thing with this music for a minute. You actually had moved out to LA at one time. Now yeah. You're back. You're actually dropping a brand new single.
For sure. Yeah, miss me. I just put that out 12 a.m. this midnight. Morning for real. Yeah, midnight. But nah, the song it's a vibe for real. It really just highlights, you know, me envisioning and me wanting to speak the things that I want in my life into existence, you know. But the whole term "miss me" with it, that just comes from me basically saying I'm excluding all of the other negative influences and people in my life whose ambitions don't match my own. That's where the phrase "miss me" with it comes from.
Mm-hmm. So, it dropped last night or dropped today?
It dropped last night, 12 a.m.
And what do you want the people to know about this brand new single?
I mean, it's really just an introduction into, like, my vibe sound, for real. Because it's not, like, I definitely say that. And No Limit, you witnessed it firsthand along with Butter at my listening party that I had a little, like, a week or two before I dropped the song. Like, my development from Mike Tyson, where I was at, like, a year ago, from now, like, I feel like it became way more mature. I'll say that. Like, it's really vibe-oriented. So, yeah, it's really just giving people a peek into, like, what that sounds like. Coming from you, dig?
Mm-hmm. And how can we get it? Is it on all platforms?
It's gonna hit, the audio gonna hit all platforms on September 14th. But right now, the video is only available on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Okay, you gotta go to YouTube and watch the video in order to hear it.
Oh, I need to go watch this video. I need to see what you're doing in this video.
For sure. Turn me up.
How can people keep in contact with Prince Navon?
All my social media, all my handles at Prince Navon. That's on all my social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, all the streaming sites. You know, Prince Navon, Prince Navon.
All right. And what's next for you in this music industry?
What's next? After about 30 days of me promoting this Miss Me single that I got out, I'm going to just be dropping, like, you know, some more singles for real. Because I got other sounds and I want to start introducing them. You know, like, I got a real female-oriented sound, too, along with my vibe and my turnt music. So, you know, I just want to, like, really expose my entire artistry to all of my supporters.
All right.
As a part of growing my fan base.
Man, thank you, man. Thank you for tapping in with us this morning on No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And thanks for being a cool kid, man, and continue to follow your dream, big homie.
For sure. Appreciate you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Prince Navon inside the Madhouse. Charlotte's Plug is Power 98. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is time to let y'all shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
What up, man? How you doing, big dog?
All right.
All right.
Hey, I want to say happy birthday to my baby kids, grandkids, Grayon and Caden. It's 3 years old, and I just want to say happy birthday to them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning, me.
Well, why do you want to let yourself shine?
Because today is my birthday.
Well, happy birthday. Who is this? Me?
You don't know my voice.
Oh, this is Chocolate Diamond 38.
Really?
Happy birthday, Chocolate Diamond. What's up with
you? Happy birthday, Chocolate Diamond.
Happy boy.
Thank y'all.
Power 98, you ready to let somebody shine?
You already know it, Burpee Nikki. Uh-oh. Always got somebody to let shine. I like to give a big old bright, bright shine to my daddy! I like to say, Daddy, I love you, and his name is Marvin James Jones. In Lincolnton, I love you, Daddy.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine? Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
There you go. What's up with you?
Hey, this is Charisma. I wanted to let it shine on all the CMS teachers. Our first day back at work was yesterday. We do have to be at the schools in the building getting it ready, getting the school year ready for the students. So I just wanted to make sure I shine some light on the teachers.
Shout out to them teachers, man, doing their thing, and everybody who had to report back to the office. And yeah, get ready to go do their thing. Shout out to Church Boy. He's an assistant teacher over at Tuckett CG Elementary. Who you got to let shine, Ms. Jess?
I want to send a shout out to a woman that I call my radio fairy godmother. She is celebrating her birthday today and love her very, very dearly. Happy birthday to the Jam. Happy birthday to
it's Jam shining. Birthday.
It is the Jam birthday.
What up, Jam?
So happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday to the Jam.
The Jam.
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 Coming up is Jessica's Got Your Nose, the Neighbor News, dropping at 724. And, of course, hashtag Larry Mag is at 740.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
98.
Let It Shine is being brought to you by Cheerwine Soft Drink.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hitty s***. No cap.
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? Your Nosy Neighbor News is right around the corner. Let's see. Megan Thee Stallion is adding something new to her resume. Gonna let you know what that is. Not so good news for NeNe Leakes. Got details about that. And who will be hosting the MTV VMAs this year?
MTV VMAs, I'm going to go with Mike Epps. Yeah.
Who you got, Bert?
Let's see. Somebody who has popped. Chris Brown hosting the VMA.
Well, find out who it is. I'm going to let you know. It's coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie.
Right after. Let's go ahead and get the new Nosy Neighbor News started a little bit early. Here is the new one from Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B. Boy, 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 boy. I'm surprised we even got the edited version of this. It's called WAP. Here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Hey, Nosy Neighbors, Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your Nosy Neighbor News for Friday, August 5th. Megan Thee Stallion has just signed on as a new global brand ambassador for Revlon. She shared the news on Instagram saying, "We definitely have some hot things coming for all of my hotties, and I'm so excited for all of y'all to be live, for all of y'all to live bold with me." Megan joins other celebrities like Ashley Graham as an ambassador for Revlon. Congratulations to her. Keke Palmer has been tapped to host the MTV VMAs airing live from the Barclays Center this year. The show will be held on August 30th at 8 p.m. After almost 3 years, NeNe Leakes Swag Boutique is shutting down. Going out of business signs are on the doors, along with signs that read all sales are final and 50 to 75% off. Don't worry, though. Her boutique website appears to still be active, and she still owns Swag Boutiques at the MGM National Harbor in Maryland and in Miami Beach. Back in May, rapper E-40 donated 1,000 gallons of hand sanitizer to San Quentin and Lompoc Prison in an attempt to keep prisoners sanitized during the coronavirus pandemic. Well, his show of compassion has been denied by San Quentin Prison because it didn't comply with the procedures to donate by the Department of Corrections. Representatives didn't exactly say what rules weren't followed, but some believe it's the amount of alcohol in the hand sanitizer that could have played a part in the decision. Do y'all remember Chance from VH1's I Love New York and The Real Chance of Love? His yes. brother passed away yes. After the show a couple of years ago. Well, he is getting another shot at love with his own dating competition series. It's called One More Chance. The show is going to premiere on Zeus, and Ray J and Princess Love will serve as executive producers. Happy birthday to Brett Gray and David Mann. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
They just keep giving everybody their chance, huh? All right. Okay.
Jessica.
Power 98. Another Larry the Morning Man. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Megan Thee Stallion. What did she say about Megan Thee Stallion? 570-WPEG or 1-800-525-0098. First caller through. You got them 5 shout outs if you got the correct answer.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. Coming up at 7:40 a.m. It's the hottest hashtag on IG.
Hit the hashtag.
Find out why Larry's mad.
Damn right I'm mad.
Only on Power 98.
I'm on Power 98. Good morning, nosy neighbor. Who is this?
This is your girl, Pebbles Dockery from PD on Beauty.
Okay. What did I say about Megan Thee Stallion in the Nosy Neighbor News?
Megan Thee Stallion just received a deal with Revlon to be a brand ambassador.
That's what it is.
Hey.
You are correct, and you just won those 5 shout outs. Let's hear them.
I want to give a shout out to my 18-year-old daughter who owns her own cosmetic line, Kitty Cosmetics. Her name is Catherine Dockery. I want to give a shout out to my husband, James Dockery. He is a police officer. And I want to give a shout out to my whole crew from back in the day, from Crestway Court. I want to give a shout out to any black woman that is working her business. Do not give up. You've been called for greatness. And to my black brothers, keep being strong and don't let the world tear you down. Excuse me.
There it is. Come on now. One more for your favorite radio station.
WPEG Power.
No, Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. And y'all already know it is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. At I Am No Limit Larry, hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad, man? Are we mad, man?
That's right, man. The hottest hashtag on Instagram. Y'all can follow me on the gram at I Am No Limit Larry, hashtag Larry Mad. Follow the hashtag as well. All right, today, Madhouse Nation, Larry is mad at this video that I saw on yesterday. Crime Stoppers actually released a video of a carjacking that happened in Concord at a gas station. During this carjacking, you see a young man get out of a car with a gun and proceeds to unlock the car. Well, he didn't even unlock the door. He just opened the door, car door of a young lady, and proceeded to carjack her and pull off. Definitely mad at these gentlemen who did this horrendous act. Carjacking somebody in broad daylight at a gas station. But What more disturbed me, or what mostly disturbed me about this video, is the young lady, after she was removed from the car at gunpoint, she stood behind the car and tried to jump on the car. All I'm going to say is, lady, ma'am, and anybody else to find yourself in this situation, man, let that car go. Let it go. It ain't worth losing your life over. You know what I mean? It's just a car. You got insurance on it 9 times out of 10. So let that car go. If it ain't no baby in that car, then let that car go. It is not worth losing your life. CeeLo got a song where CeeLo raps about being carjacked, and he say, hey, bro, just drop me off at the house because I ain't ready to die about nothing like this. And that's what I'm saying. Like that right there, the young man already had a gun. Luckily, he didn't use the gun. Except to remove her from the car, he didn't shoot anybody. Luckily, he didn't do that. But ma'am, you could have easily lost your life in more than one way. You could have lost your life. He could have shot you, or he could have ran you over, which he did proceed to back the car up over, almost over her, and she fell off the back of the car. But listen, this material stuff, let it go, boss. Let it go. Let it go. You can get another car. You can't get another life. Hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry May.
No limit, Larry.
Okay, Incog, I don't know what you're trying to do, but good God almighty, boy. Good God almighty, Incog got your feet moving, got your hands clapping. Oh, Lord, somebody stop him. Somebody stop him, because it's time to get Burpee's thoughts. You know how we do it on Friday, right, Burp?
Yes, sir.
Tell them what it is.
It's one of my favorite days of the week. It's becoming one of the crowd favorites, one of the listeners' favorites. It's everybody's favorite. Larry, shots fired!
They shooting.
Oh, shots fired. Shots fired. Fire ass up like a Glock 9. Like a Glock 9. If Burpee feel a type of way, yeah. We putting you on blast. You the dummy of the day.
You dummy. They shooting.
Straight out the booth. Ooh. Bring that ass here. Yeah. We finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip ball. The ignis is real. Your Burpee let a clip off.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
All right, let's go ahead and get this thing started. Okay, first on the list, I want to talk about right here in our backyard. Larry, Jessica, I know y'all saw the video of those dudes in Concord that carjacked that woman at the 7-Eleven. Well, it was like 12 dudes in the van. First of all, these got to be some of the dumbest criminals I ever seen in my life. They backed their car up with the license plate right in front of the camera. They got the plate. The dude got off and brought, this is in broad daylight. He got out the car. And first of all, you didn't have on a mask, sir. I don't know if you know about North Carolina, but it's required to have a mask. At least if you're going to commit a crime, cover your face up. Then when he ran from the cops, they chased him to Charlotte. When they chased him to Charlotte, he got out the car and tried to outrun the cop car. If this ain't one of the dumbest criminals I've ever seen in my life, boy, if you don't sit your ass down, they're going to put you in solitary confinement for stupidity. Shots fired!
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom!
Shots fired!
I saw a video over the weekend where a fat cop, I'm not a body shamer, but this guy, it was a fat cop who said he was going to arrest a guy who was he was recording. The guy was recording the cop, and the cop said, put your phone down or you're going to get arrested. And the guy told the cop, he was like, you can't arrest me. All I got to do is run. Shots fired!
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom!
Shots fired!
Your fat ass ain't going to catch nobody, copper man.
Not copper man.
Get him out of there, copper man. There was a guy online making fun of, first of all, what happened in Lebanon. In Beirut, the explosions. He was making fun of the explosions. He was saying that it was a terrorist attack and this, that, and the third, which it was none of the above. So to that man that was online, first of all, sir, get your facts straight. Do your research. Know what you're talking about. If you're going to be on social media telling people this, people are going to believe you. There are people who will believe every word that comes out of your mouth on social media. And you out here spreading lies just so you can try and start a quote-unquote war. You are dumb. You need to, matter of fact, we need to take you, drop you off in the hood and see how long you can survive, sir. See if you can survive in that area. We're going to take him over there off the Ford, Larry, and see if he can make it somewhere off the Ford. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
That's all that's on my list.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
All right, nosy neighbors. It's time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Oprah is still working hard to get justice for Breonna Taylor after featuring Breonna on the cover of her popular O magazine, which, by the way, no one other than Oprah has ever been on the cover in its 20-year existence. Oprah is erecting 26 billboards in honor of Breonna Taylor with the message, demand that the police involved in killing Breonna Taylor be arrested and charged. Visit untilfreedom.com. So those are going to be going up, 26 billboards, demanding justice for Breonna Taylor. Shout out to Oprah for doing that, and keeping some light and attention on Breonna Taylor's story. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, tell that.
Coming up, we're going to find out if Burby really can make a song out of anything. Charlotte's Plug is
98.
Another of Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B is so you can make a song out of anything Friday. Burby takes your suggestions and then he turns them into song. Burby, you got a new one this week?
Got a new one. Got another banger, a chart topper. I mean, in my mind, they are.
Right after this St. John and Future of Roses, we're going to find out if Burby really can make a song out of anything. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. It is a Friday fun day inside the Madhouse. And of course, today's high is going to be right in at 88. Outdoor temperature right now is about 72 degrees. And of course, you know what time it is inside the Madhouse.
Uh-oh.
On Friday.
Uh-oh.
Friday fun day. Burpee tell y'all he can make a song out of anything.
Anything.
Okay, that's what it do. You ready to do it?
I'm ready, boy.
Before we give him this week's song, let's give him a piece of last week's song.
Okay, let's give him a snippet.
Let's check it out.
Ladies, sometimes y'all come to the bedroom, you want to throw on some lingerie. Sometimes it look good, but sometimes it don't look good. Now, the majority of the time, I don't give a damn what you got on. But if you gonna wear it, make sure it look like your lingerie is too loose. 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 What is this contraption? Forgive me for asking. It's supposed to be skin tight, not hanging off your skin right. Your lingerie is too soft. Take it off. I don't like it. Your skin is trying to fight. Your lingerie is too loose.
Talk to him, Burp.
Your lingerie is too loose.
Tell him, Burp. Tell him.
Your lingerie is too loose. Your lingerie is too loose.
All right. None of the Larry the Morning Man, how Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. That's your song from last week, Burp. You made a song about loose lingerie.
Yeah, about loose lingerie. Put on some skin tight fitting lingerie, ladies.
All right, so we can make a song out of anything. This week's song. It's coming up. We come back from commercial break. It's Proud of it.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse in the morning. On Power 98.
Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's Plug for new hip hop and R&B. Miss Jessica, so what?
Friday fun day.
All right. Friday fun day. You know how we do it, man. We started it. Y'all challenged Burpee that he can make a song out of anything. I give it to him. On my scorecard, Burpee is 2 for 2. He gave you two loose, and then the first week, what did you give him, Bert?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, that peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
I like it like that. A little kid sent me a video. I tagged you in it on your Facebook.
Oh, you tagged me on Facebook.
Yeah, did you see it?
Yeah.
Okay,
I shared it on my page.
Yeah, so.
She was
going
in.
Peanut butter and jelly.
It was so
good. Going in. I was like, okay. So I give you 2 for 2.
Uh-huh.
So today, let's see if Burby can continue his hot streak as he's making his album. He's making an album called
Quarantine Chronicles, the mixtape volume 1.
Quarantine Chronicles, the mixtape volume 1. You can make a song out of it.
They say peanut butter jelly is a classic.
You ready? You ready for it?
I'm ready, my boy.
You want me to just drop it?
I'm not going to give him no lead in. This was a suggestion. It was a guy on Larry's page last Friday. He said, tell Burby to make a song about this. And Larry was like, jump on Burby's live and tell him. He came over to my live. He told me to make a song about this. So I did it. Y'all think this is a game? It's not a game.
You can make a song out of anything. DJ Larry, Miss Jessica, The Burps. Y'all already know how we do it. We show, make a song out of anything. Talk to him, Burpy. Let's do it.
Oodles and noodles. I like my oodles and noodles.
Okay.
Put them in the microwave. What? Oodles and noodles. I like my oodles and noodles. I can eat them either way. Oodles and noodles. I like my oodles and noodles. Put them in the microwave. Oodles and noodles. I like my oodles and noodles. Check it out.
Okay.
When you craving them, cut some hot dogs up and put it in them. It gives them flavor. Or bologna, whatever meat you got. Cause beggars can't be choosers. We not cooking out the pot.
What?
In the dorm, we didn't have no stove, so I learned how to cook them in the microwave alone.
Mm.
If you feeling fancy, put some lorries in your stuff.
What?
But when you broke and cheap, you buy the noodles in the cup.
In the cup.
Chicken, shrimp, and chili, they got all kind of flavors. But maruchan in the pack is the one I call my favorite.
What?
Just as fast as I cook them, when I eat them, they get gone. Noodles so good, Master P got his own. Hit the hook on them.
Oodles and noodles.
I like my oodles and noodles. Cook them in the microwave.
Oodles and noodles.
I like my
oodles and noodles.
Put them in the microwave.
Oodles and noodles.
I like my
oodles and noodles.
Put them in the microwave.
Oodles and noodles.
I like my here come the breakdown.
Hey,
man, I like that beef. The chicken. Hey, I don't really like the shrimp.
The shrimp?
Yeah, but they all finger licking. Yeah, 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 yeah. Shake the packet up. Pour it in, then you mix the sauce. Shake the packet up, pour it in, then you mix the sauce. Shake the packet up, pour it in, then you mix the sauce. Shake the packet up, pour it in, then you mix the sauce.
Noodles and noodles.
Okay.
I like my
noodles.
Wait, Larry.
I got hype on the song.
Damn it, Larry. Every single time.
I got hype.
What kind of like?
Huh?
What I like?
Oodles and noodles. I like my oodles and noodles. Put them in the microwave.
Oodles and noodles.
I like my
oodles and noodles.
What you doing with them?
That's the microwave.
Shake the packet up. Pour it in. Then you mix the sauce. Shake the packet up. Pour it in. Then you mix the sauce. Shake the packet up. Pour it in. Then you mix the sauce. Shake the packet up. Pour it in. Man, I like that beef. Hey, and I like that chicken. Hey, I don't really like the shrimp. Hey, but they all finger licking.
Shake it up.
Shake the packet up. Pour it in. Then you mix the sauce. Shake the packet up. Pour it in. Then you mix the sauce. Shake the packet up. Pour it in. Then you mix the sauce. Shake the packet up. Pour it in. Then you mix the sauce.
It's the microwave.
Little bit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. Just shout out to everybody who tapped in, man, on the Madhouse. You can make a song out of anything. Burby titled that one Oodles and Noodles.
Oodles and Noodles. Somebody, that's the name of that one.
Somebody challenged Burby to make a song about oodles and noodles. I'm gonna give him a thumbs up. I'm gonna say Burby's 3 for 3. And the majority of my Facebook and my Instagram said Burby's 3 for 3. So
Yeah.
Good job, man.
I like this one, Larry.
I like this one.
I like the
shake the packet up, pour it in, and you mix the sauce. Shake the packet up, pour it in, and then you mix the sauce. Shake the packet up, pour it in, and then you mix the sauce. Shake the packet up, pour it in, and then you mix the sauce. Somebody on the phone line. Good morning, big dog. What's up?
Hey, let me hear that Oodles and Noodles, man. That's the number one hit single in the city, y'all. Not the world, but the city. Boy, y'all cut up on that one, boy. That's the best one. That's the best one yet, y'all.
He said not the world, but the city.
Hey, Larry.
You know what? I'll take it,
hold
big
on.
Dog.
I got the best comment. I got the best comment.
Uh-oh.
Coach B.A., Brian Allen. That's who I got the suggestion from. So just so y'all know that I'm not making these up. He said, the prison's got a new theme song. All the inmates going to be doing The oodles and noodles.
Shake the packet up, pour it in, and you mix the sauce.
Shake the packet up.
Pour it in. You need to make that a TikTok, bro. Make it a little dance. You can dance a little bit, can't you?
Yeah, I can dance. I can do a little something.
All right, man. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. We're going to drop the song again next hour. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Let's meet today's contestant on Black Smart.
JB.
Oh, JB. What's up, JB?
What's up?
We're going to play Black Smart, JB. We're going to give you three questions. If you can get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, I need your hood, Black Card, all right?
Correct.
What? In the movie.
In the what?
In the movie.
Say it one more time.
In the movie.
All right.
In the movie, Money Talks. Chris Tucker starred in this movie. What was his character name?
I wish I could tell
you. No.
Ooh. Go ahead, Miss Jessica.
In the movie.
In the what?
In the movie.
Hey, one more time.
In the movie.
Okay.
Black Panther, Michael B. Jordan, plays the villain. What was his name in the movie? What was his character's name?
Oh.
I don't know none of these. I'm a movie person.
No.
You can't make question requests. Larry?
Huh?
Jessica?
Hmm?
Was he Black?
Hell no. Hell no. Hell no.
This number 47, y'all.
Yeah.
Black Card number 47 that we have removed during the pandemic.
I had a good question today, too.
Oh, okay. Charlotte's plug, if y'all want to answer the questions, man, you can call in and answer them. 570-WPG.
I'm highly disappointed.
This was easy today.
This was pretty easy.
Okay.
These questions were pretty easy.
All right, thank you. It's Power 98.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, me.
They love me or they hate me. It don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know what it is, man. Black Smart, the re-up. Somebody wanted to answer the question from Black Smart. Go ahead. 98 WPG, good morning.
Good morning.
What up, A?
What up?
Hey, you wanted to answer the questions on Black Smart?
Yeah, might as well.
Might as well. All right. In the movie. In the movie.
One more time.
In the movie.
All right.
Money Talks. What was Chris Tucker's character name?
I know it. Was it Franklin?
I'll take that, because I didn't ask for the last name. But yes, his name is Franklin. You got it right.
You don't sound too happy.
Because I wanted her to say the whole name. But Franklin was his name. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Jess. What you got?
In the movie.
In
the movie.
One more time.
In the movie, Black Panther, what was Michael B. Jordan's character's name?
Oh, it was Eric Kamanga, something like that.
Who?
Correct.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
I didn't hit it because she said it so fast.
You win.
All right, you got them five shout outs. What you gonna do with it? Give us them five shout outs, babe.
I ain't really got no shout out right now. I'm gonna just say shout out to everybody holding down to the pandemic. That's about it.
All right, give a shout out to your favorite radio station.
Power 98.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah,
call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. You know what's going down in the DM because, yep, we asked y'all that Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD. And Ms. Jessica, what was that question of the day?
Today we wanted to know, have you ever purchased anything on TV? Not online shopping, but one of those, you know, as seen on TV type items. If so, what was the item and did it work?
Buzz City Zay said, I bought my dad Bosley and he still bald. Jane of All Trades said, yes, my new wave oven and I actually love it the way it cooks. That girl JD said, awesome clean. And somebody said a flexible hose and it worked, and an air fryer, and they said that worked too.
I am Chris Andre said Flex Seal, Bert. Mm. So he actually bought the Flex Seal. We were talking about that earlier. Living My Empowered Life says, I'm ashamed to admit this, but I bought a shake weight. Someone said that they bought OxyClean. NYST704 says, yes, Hurricane Spin Mop and Bucket when it first came out, and it still works. And then John Taylor's Journey says, yes, the water hose that starts off small and gets real long when you fill it up. It works perfect. I'll think of other more, but I love As Seen on TV.
Yeah, that's what's up.
As a child said, my mama did when I was little. That's it.
That was it?
Yeah. I don't know what his mama bought. She bought something when he was little.
Y'all know we got to also check out Madhouse voicemail. You can comment on anything you heard on the show. 704-227-8780.
Hey, good morning. This is Tanya. I'm giving a big shout out to my son, Michael Foreman, headed off to his second year at St. Augustine in Raleigh. Mommy is proud of you. Continue to go forward. Continue to push. And I love you. Michael Foreman, known as Big Mike.
Oh, morning, guys. Crazy old hell. What the hell? You going to quit bagging on me. You weren't saying all that when you got out of jail, and I was waiting on you in that rag top with the windows down and the AC on. And I had you a nice old cold 40 and $50 on the seat. You know what you had to do for that $50. Stop telling lies. You know I done tore up and on that thing. You know you ain't got no lining on that butt. But anyway, I'm sorry. Anyway, y'all better check me out at YouTube on YouTube at Toodles Talk and Tell at 8 o'clock. If not, I'm gonna be mad at y'all asses.
What the hell is going on? What's going on here? What the hell going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, August 5th. Megan Thee Stallion just signed on as the new global brand ambassador for Revlon. She shared news on Instagram saying, we definitely have some hot things coming soon for all of my hotties. Megan joins other celebrities like Ashley Graham, who is also an ambassador for Revlon. So congratulations.
Congratulations, Meg.
That's what's up. Shout out to Meg Thee Stallion, man.
Kiki Palmer has been tapped to host the MTV VMAs. It's going to be airing live from the Barclays Center. So you all can check that one out.
Okay, Kiki. You know, she's been doing her thing. You know what I mean? She took over Good Morning or what is it, Good Morning America? Yeah, took over Good Morning America. She's been doing her thing, man. Shout out to Kiki.
Well,
They canceled it due to the pandemic.
Yeah. She said it. She was like, you know, I sort of saw that this was coming down. So but she's gonna be hosting that on August 30th at 8 p.m.
It's gonna be virtual.
So they are talking about doing it. It's going to be sort of virtual, sort of live. They want to have a live studio audience there. And they're sort of working with officials there to see if they're going to be able to pull it off.
Mm.
So we're going to get probably a little mixture of both if they're approved to do that.
Mm.
But they're working to do that.
Mm-hmm.
After almost 3 years, NeNe Leakes Swag Boutique is shutting down. Going out of business signs are on the doors, along with signs that read all sales are final and 50 to 75% off. Don't worry, though, her boutique website appears to still be active. She owns Swag Boutiques in Maryland at the Harbor and in Miami Beach. So you can check out those pictures of her Atlanta store on my Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica.
Oh, that's real. Mm. Okay, NeNe. Yeah, you're later, NeNe, getting that bread, ain't you, Bert?
Getting that money.
Getting that guap.
Back in May, rapper E-40 donated 1,000 gallons of hand sanitizer to a couple of prisons in order to keep prisoners sanitized during the pandemic. Well, his show of compassion was denied by San Quentin Prison because it did not comply with their government policies. Representatives didn't say exactly what rules weren't followed, but some believe that the amount of alcohol in the hand sanitizer could have played a role in that decision.
He was trying to send too much to the prison. They were like, but what you trying to get the prisoners high for sanitizer?
Probably will. You know, they ferment, they eat liquor.
Well, y'all remember Chance from Love New York The Real Chance of Love? Well, he's getting another shot at love with his own dating competition show. It's called One More Chance. It's going to premiere on Zeus. And Ray J and Prince's Love will serve as the executive producers on this show. So you all can check him out. Chance.
Who can
one
check
more chance.
Who can check him out?
Nah, we ain't gonna. I ain't getting chance, no more chance.
It's coming on Zeus. Do people even have Zeus?
Some people have Zeus. Yeah, I've seen a couple of, I do not have Zeus.
Yeah.
But I have seen a couple of shows that come on Zeus.
Me too, and they all look like trash. Tell me I'm lying.
I mean, it's low budget, but I mean, they, you know, it's like, let me see what this is about. They're I don't want to call it edgy, but it's a little bit realer reality TV than what you see on TV.
They should put them on YouTube then.
That's where I saw them on YouTube. You can catch out some of them things. Happy birthday to David Mann and actor Brett Gray. He's one of my faves. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.